Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is called to worship. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Call to Worship by Michael A. Milton, Ph.D. Now the Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tabernacle of meeting, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When any one of you brings an offering to the Lord, you shall bring your offering of the livestock, of the herd, and of the flock. Leviticus 1, 1 and 2. Are you called to the ministry? When you hear that, undoubtedly, you think about the ministry where one is called to be, for instance, a preacher. Now, that's a definite role within the body of Christ. Yet the Bible actually speaks of several different kinds of callings. There is, of course, the call to acknowledge God, the call to turn from your sins and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And there is another calling from the book of Leviticus. Leviticus refers to the book of the Levites. However, the Hebrew language is more accurate. The Hebrews referred to this book by its opening, and God called. This book is about a calling to be a holy people. It deals with something very important for you and me. That there is another kind of calling. It is a call to worship. Moses tells the Israelites in response to God that they were to worship God alone. And the reason being, if we're to skip down to verse 17, is because this kind of worship, which is divinely prescribed, is a sweet aroma to God. A sweet aroma to God means it is God's plan for salvation. And this brings us to our devotional thought. Since you were called to worship, how do you do so? We are called to worship because Almighty God commands us. He is holy. He created us, and He desires that we come to Him in a particular way. But how is that? What do we learn from this passage? First of all, we are called to worship through a mediator. He came to us with a message of worship through the mediator Moses, who is a type of the great mediator, our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. There is no other name under heaven, no other mediator. Jesus Christ is perfect in every way, fulfilling all of the requirements for our worship. No other creature that God has made can make this singular claim. Now, the second way that we worship is also here in this passage. We worship through a sacrifice. Immediately upon calling the people to worship Him, God instructs them how they are to do so. And a good part of Leviticus is taken up with his instruction on how to worship God. God prescribes that there should be the firstborn male without blemish of the herd or the flock brought to God as a sacrifice. This is core to the gospel. We worship God according to his revelation to us in the Bible. And that means through a mediator, and that means through a sacrifice without sin. That sacrifice is the one that John the Baptizer witnessed. Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the perfect sacrifice. You worship God when you come to him in the person of Jesus. I don't merely mean a sort of incantation whereby one says, I pray in the name of Jesus. I worship in Jesus' name. That is necessary, but it must be reflecting a visceral encounter with Jesus as the resurrected and reigning King. Have you come to Jesus in this way? The third way we are called to worship will answer that question. How do we worship God? Through a mediator, through a sacrifice, and thirdly, through one who is close to us, that is, who is near to us. God didn't require the Hebrews to go out hunting for a unique species or to roam through the desert in search of a wild animal. He called them to look around among themselves, their own herds and flocks. Likewise, God calls you to worship him through a mediator who is near to you, who is close to you. Remember the words of our Lord. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He is as close as a prayer. Intersecting faith and life. So, are you called? You most certainly are. You are called by God to worship him according to the Scriptures. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There are more resources you can explore about a call to worship at crosswalk.com, as well as in books. For crosswalk.com articles, type in the topic in the search bar. You will discover a rich vein of resources for further study. If you'd like to go deeper, there are more resources you can explore in books. For instance, a book that I wrote recently is entitled Called by myself, Michael A. Milton. The following passages could also be helpful to your study. Leviticus chapter 1, John chapter 4, and Hebrews chapter 10. You can learn more about me at michaelmilton.org/about. For the Crosswalk Devotional, this is Dr. Michael A. Milton. May you know the reality of the risen Christ in your life, this day and forevermore. Amen.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
What happens when a writer and former history teacher goes toe-to-toe with his best friend, a nationally touring stand-up comedian? Total carnage, that's what. Two men enter, and two men leave, because that's how it works.
Actually, you get hilarious, real, and insightful conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
Join me, comedian Johnny W., and my pal, author and speaker John Driver, for Talk About That at lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.